So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, here we are. Welcome, welcome to this training on my 10 laws of health. 10 laws of health. Excited to deliver this to you. And as you're joining this live stream, comment below in the chat, where are you tuning in from? I would love to know. And if you listen to this on the podcast, and obviously you can't really comment, but I know that a lot of you guys are based in the US, in the UK, and I'm so excited for this episode, for this training, because I'm going to cover my 10 health laws, okay? 10 laws I follow every day or every week that keep me healthy, that keep me lean, fit, in shape, and that have me live the life that I live. And most importantly, do it in a way that is not overwhelming, that is not throwing me for a tantrum every week where I have to just invest so much time and effort. Those are simple laws that you can apply as well. This is for everybody, but it's especially for you if you are someone that lives a very busy life. So you are an entrepreneur, you are a business owner, or you are just working a very intense job that requires you to work a lot of hours, that's very stressful. And at the same time, you want to be thriving, right? You want to make sure to balance work and life, where you get the most out of your workout and you look the best, but also you crush it in your work. You're there for your family, for your friends, and you're an inspiration for the people around you. And again, those are things that for me, like, it's very simple, super awesome actually, that you can just put these things into a simple list nowadays. But for me, it took me quite a while, it took me a few years to figure these things out. And you can just get them right here, right now, without having to put in years of effort, just like that. So this is very helpful. This will help you not just lose the stubborn fat, but it will also help you really thrive and feel your best, have energy every single day. And again, those are simple things you can do right now after the podcast, after the training, and not something complicated. And for me, it's really helpful to have a breakdown of things you can do and should do every day and every week, because it really eliminates all the confusion, eliminates all the overwhelm, and puts into simple habits. And what I want you to think about is, what can you do today? What are the small things you did today or you could do today that will create a future life that you want, right? Because our future life is created now with the decisions, with the habits that we have now and today, and not with anything else. So it's always amazing to look ahead and think about, hey, what do I want? I want this. This is how I want to look. This is how I want my lifestyle to be. But sometimes it's tough for us to do the daily actions, do the daily work to actually achieve it. That's what this episode is for. And those 10 health laws are laws because they shouldn't be broken. They're my non-negotiables. They're the things that work for me. And that are the things that will work for you as well, if you are someone that has a lot going on but still wants to crush it in their fitness and health. So if you have a pen and paper, get ready to take some notes. If you don't, then make sure to maybe do it once you get out of the car or from the gym. A few things I've learned as well before I dive into this. The past month has been really transformative for me. Really the past 2-3 weeks has been a transformative phase for me, because I'm learning so much about myself. I'm learning so much about development. I'm learning so much about this next phase of my life, and there's going to be more information and a bigger announcement coming soon. But one of the things I've realized is that writing things down, spending time actually sitting down and writing stuff, is life-changing. Okay, this is not one of the health principles, don't worry, but it's just the start of this podcast, this life training. If you don't write things down that you, like, takeaways from this podcast, takeaways from books, takeaways from trainings you consume. If you don't write things down, you're just way less likely to retain them. And then also, if you don't put these things you wrote down into motion, you really haven't learned anything, okay? But that's something that I shared earlier as well. So for me, I've been journaling much more and been writing way more. But without further ado, let's dive into the health principles. If you're live on Facebook right now, let me know in the chat where you're tuning in from. I would love to hear who's here. But let me start with the very first one, the very first health law. This is one food I consume every single day without fail, and it's helped me stay young, have very elastic and young looking face, has me keep away the age, has me keep away the stress, has me really feel my best, and also has my brain function at the highest level. Okay, what food is it that I'm having every day? Nathan is here, love to see it. Karen is here, love to see you guys. The food is called blueberries. Okay, blueberries are such a powerhouse. Okay, blueberries are an antioxidant powerhouse. And antioxidants, although a term that's used very widely nowadays, is something that is so powerful, it will stop your body from basically aging. It will stop your cells from aging. That's why it's called antioxidants, because over time, we oxidize, right? And foods like blueberries go against that. So blueberries have been always been shown to be very high in antioxidants and way higher than other foods as well. So blueberries should be part of your daily nutrition, no fail. And also another thing that I love about blueberries is they are very low in calorie and they bring a lot of nutrient and a lot of satisfaction. So especially if you're trying to optimize your looks, right? You need to keep your calories in a certain amount, then having blueberries is going to give you the biggest bang for your buck compared to other foods. It's just like a banana versus blueberries, okay? Banana, obviously, a great fruit as well. Love eating bananas. But if you look at it, 100 grams of banana have only roughly 100 calories, right? Now, 100 grams of blueberries have maybe 40 to 50 calories. So half the calories for the same amount of food, right? So pretty interesting now when you think about, okay, I'm able to eat double the amount of blueberries for the same amount of one banana, basically. And what this tells you is that some foods have efficiency and give you bigger bang for your buck more than others. So blueberries not just are very high in antioxidants, right? Blueberries also are less calorie dense and really fit your diet well. And if you didn't know, again, antioxidants reduce the risk of many diseases, including heart disease, certain cancers. They also get rid of free radicals in your cells, like I said, and prevent you from having that damage from oxidation. Like I said, oxidation is where damage is caused in the cells, and antioxidants are protective in that. And even though there's still a lot of studies to be done on antioxidants, this is something that you can already pretty much believe and know that it promotes cell renewal, protects against premature aging, and boosts collagen as well. So for me, it's very interesting. I get a lot of comments that I do look older than I am. I am 26, and people on average say I look like 30. But that's because of my beard, right? If you look closely, my face is still very clean, and I have never have any breakouts. I never have any skin irritations. And that's probably because of the health laws that I will present you today. So they will not only help you shed the excess fat, have that, get you that toned look, have you get rid of the water weight. It also will help you look young and elastic and fresh and healthy. A lot of vegans, unfortunately, by not following these laws, what happens is they end up looking old and skinny and they have dry skin and they don't look healthy. So this is what I'm doing. So first law, put in the chat, who's eating blueberries? Let me know in the chat right now. If you listen to the podcast, if you eat blueberries, amazing. If you eat them every day, even better. So if you're not doing that, I highly recommend. I personally eat half a kilo, 1 pound of blueberries a day. Can you believe it? 1 pound of blueberries a day. That's what I eat to stay young, to stay lean and healthy, and to have more brain power, right? The antioxidants protect your brain as well. So I need to be focused. I need to be highly productive. And I need to be able to really have a good output. So I need to protect my brain. And blueberries does that. Now, wild blueberries have more antioxidants than normal conventional ones. But whatever you can get your hands on, get blueberries. First health law, have blueberries daily. And I have 1 pound a day, but that's just me, right? Second health principle, health law is have broccoli every day. Okay. What do you think? What kind of benefits does broccoli have? Broccoli is probably the original superfood. Like broccoli just has a lot of stuff going for you, for itself. And I think a lot of people are still overlooking it. But there's a lot of research showing that it reduces your risk of cancer because broccoli is a cruciferous vegetable. And they, again, are very high in antioxidants, which again, reduce cell damage. But also very high in vitamin C, which obviously good for your immune system and other benefits. Improves your skin health and reduces risk for diabetes. And cruciferous vegetables in general are vegetables you should have every day. And if you don't, you're definitely missing out on the benefits. But the most main compound in broccoli that is so powerful is sulforaphane, right? So that's the reason why broccoli is so dark, okay? Like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, the reason why they're so dark is because of the sulforaphane, okay? It's a powerful phytochemical, and emerging research is showing how it might help protect your body against cancer. So on the one side, we have the health benefits here. That's why they call it health laws, because we want the health benefits, right? On the other side, again, it's a very good vegetable bang for your buck in terms of you get a lot for little calories, okay? So if you want to stay lean, stay healthy at the same time, you want to eat food that doesn't carry that much calories. So broccoli every day and blueberries every day. Let me know in the chat right now if you're already having that every day. What amount of broccoli? I'm having 200 to 300 grams, which is roughly half a pound a day. Keeps the doctor away, okay? So that's the second health law. Again, those are things that work for me and that have worked for over 1,000 clients now as well. And the third principle is not a daily one, but it's a weekly one, okay? Third law is doing a sauna session 3 times per week. 3 times a week, going into a hot sauna. I'm talking 85 degrees Celsius plus, which, let me just look at the Fahrenheit. It's 185 degree Fahrenheit. Okay. So the sauna needs to be very hot for you to see the benefits. And I have a sauna 3 times a week. What's the benefits here? I mean, so many, right? I mean, just detoxification. I know it's a term that gets thrown around a lot, but if you think about it, you're sweating out a lot of toxins when you're on a sauna. So for me, it has a really clean cleansing effect. Even though our body cleanses itself every single day, a sauna really accelerates the process. And every time I felt bloated, or I felt like I'm retaining water, or I felt like I was a bit softer, a bit squishier. And every time I went to the sauna with that, afterwards, I felt way leaner. I felt like my body was slimming out, losing water weight. And that's obviously maybe a placebo, right? But maybe it also is not. But besides that, obviously increased blood circulation, pain reduction, very good for your skin. So another hack for my skin, for having the skin I have, is going to the sauna. Like, it really cleans your skin, rejuvenates your skin, improve cardiovascular function, improve immune function, stress management too, right? So sauna has so many benefits. And heat shock proteins is also a key word I want you to learn about sauna, because heat shock proteins are only active in those levels of heat, again, 85 degrees Celsius, 185 degrees Fahrenheit. And they boost white blood cell production, which increases T cells, dendritic cells, and macrophages. And the results are, again, improved immune function and also muscle gain, right? Recovery from your workouts will improve because sauna increases the heat shock proteins in your body. So, long story short, third health principle, sauna 3 times a week. It also increases growth hormone. Almost forgot about that. Especially if you're looking to build muscle, that's amazing. You want to dabble in that for sure. So try to get access to a sauna. I know it's a bit of a, that's I think one of the most complicated things on the list, is getting access to a sauna. But nowadays, it's everywhere. So you should definitely try to get your hands on the sauna, especially a very hot one. And if you can't, then try to do it. Okay. That was law number 3. Now, law number 4 is about herbs. Okay. I try to have these 3 herbs every single day. Cilantro, basil, and mint. And all these herbs are really good for your brain health. Okay. Several studies have shown that eating cilantro, for example, reduces the symptoms of cognitive disease like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Right? For mint as well. Mint increases alertness in your brain and improves your memory capabilities and prevents mental fatigue as well, which is very important if you're someone that works hard, that needs to get a lot of stuff done. And mint is such a powerhouse as well. Right? So for me, that plus basil as well, those are herbs I want to have every day. Because for me, my brain is the most important thing in my life, right? Obviously. And in your life probably too, because you want to perform, you want to be doing things and be successful. And try this out. I've been doing this brain booster smoothie, which I know sounds a bit weird, but give it a shot. So you basically put cilantro, basil, mint, ginger, blueberries, a whole lemon with a peel, because it also has a lot of nutrients, bunch of water, and then you got your smoothie. And after you drink it, trust me, it's so powerful. Your brain is completely on fire. You're completely focused. You're energized. And it shows the power of your brain, because we as humans, we don't use all of our brain power, which we could be if we pay more attention to these nutrients. How long in the sauna? Someone is asking here on Facebook. I try to do 15 minutes 3 times a week. And Andrew Huberman also talks about that the sweet spot is between 5 to 20 minutes. And 3 times a week is my goal. And I usually go in 2 sessions. So 7.5 minutes and 7.5 minutes for the sauna. Now the 4th health law, have herbs every day. So if you can, have some cilantro, have some basil, have some mint. Those will all boost your brain function and does boost mine for sure. And let me know in the comments right now, who of you is having one of these herbs every single day? You can buy them fresh. That's what I recommend. Depending where you are in the world, of course. But I'm not talking about the dry version, which can work too. I'm talking about the fresh mint, the fresh cilantro into your smoothie on your meals. Will make a big difference. And it will make you improve your brain function a lot. All right. Law number five is doing cardio. Doing cardio at least once a week for yourself. Because strength training, we'll get to that in a second, but cardio, aerobic exercise, is so healthy for you. So good for your heart, for your heart health, right? Keeps your arteries clear. Reduces a lot of health risks. And also, it keeps the stubborn fat away. So while I'm a big fan of strength training, and I will get to that in a second, aerobic conditioning, or what I do, or cardio, in the beats per minute range, the heart rate range from 225 BPM to 140 BPM, 125 BPM to 140 BPM, should be the range when you're doing cardio, because that is a low intensity type of cardio where you're still pushing yourself, you're still out of breath when you exercise, but you burn more fat. You burn more fat if you exercise cardio between 125 to 140 BPM. And also you can do it for longer. So I do it for 30, 45 minutes, once a week at least, okay? When my goal is to lose fat and to get ripped, I might increase it twice a week or three times a week, all right? So, but for your heart health, for, again, keeping the stubborn fat at bay, you want to do some type of cardio. And I personally prefer it on a bike as well. Karen is asking, what was the 7.5 minute thing for sauna? You want to do sauna three times a week for 15 minutes each. And I do it in two sessions, right? So 7.5 minutes times two. And that's optimal with a big break in between. So we have the fifth law, all right? It's cardio. Sixth law for your health is doing strength training three times a week minimum. So pushing yourself in your workouts through resistance, either in the gym or with your home equipment or just with your body, three times a week at least, because it builds muscle. And muscle is one of the healthiest things you can do for your body, and it protects you from all kinds of things. But most importantly, it increases your metabolism as you burn more fat in less time and makes you look better. So if you're looking after that toned look, that lean look, then you gotta build muscle. A lot of people have this misconception that by doing Pilates or by doing only cardio, you will have a toned look. Not the case. You need muscle to have that look. So you gotta strength train at least three times a week. And that's what I do. I've been doing it since years. And that's what's kept me lean and fit and healthy for years. But again, this is a health loss. So muscle is one of the healthiest things you can have, especially as you age. It's more important. You want to play with your kids, with your grandkids. You want to be able to maybe build things with your family. You want to go hike, go on adventures, kayaking, right? You want to live a fulfilling life, and you need muscle for that. That's just the truth, right? Law number seven is 10K steps a day. Doing 10K steps every single day is one of the health laws as well. And I know you've heard this before, but there's actually studies showing that walking 10,000 steps a day can improve your cardiovascular health and reduce you risk both of dementia and cancer better than any pill or injection available, okay? So that's 10K steps. Now, even if you can get 7K steps, 6K steps, even that reduces your cognitive decline by 25% or more. And there's a lot of research showing that walking will save your life. And there's even studies showing that you reduce your risk of death from any cause if you walk 4K steps plus a day, right? But the more steps people took, the lower the risk of dying. So each extra 1,000 step per day that they took was associated with a 15% reduction in a person's overall risk of death, according to the research. So just 4,000 steps daily may lower your risk of death, but 10K steps a day, you will be able to thrive for the rest of your life. And again, this is a health law. So Karen, putting it in the chat, love that. Walking will save your life. I know it's very simple. I know it seems like nothing. You're like, okay, I'm just walking. What's the deal? But I myself see it so many times. Myself, I'm working on my computer the whole day. And then I wake up and it's like, oh, yesterday only 2,000 steps, 3,000 steps. Because we take the car everywhere, right? We take the train. We sit in our office. There's no reason to go out. We have everything right in front of us, even the phone. So it's scary. And I can see how I personally could even derail. So I personally have reminded myself that this is life changing and life saving. And looking at my step count, which by the way, you can do as well. If you're watching this live right now on a podcast, go to your health app on your iPhone and you will see your steps average compared like this week, last month, last year, this week, right? So go have a look right now if you're live on the live stream here, put in the chat. But basically for me, in 2022, my average step count was 7,000 per day. Now in 2023, it's already more. It's 7,900. So I'm working on making it 10K on average. That's something I definitely need to improve on. Especially last week wasn't enough. The week before was a bit more. But doing 10K a day will add years to your life. That's just how it is. And that's one of the rules that I follow every single day. Okay. Now, law number 8 is 200 grams of protein a day. 200 grams of protein every day. So personally, that's what works for me because I'm around 200 pounds heavy. So I have 200 grams a day. I'm on a good side. If you currently weigh less, obviously you don't need 200 grams. But I have the rule of thumb of around 1 gram of protein per pound of goal body weight that you should aim for. And I know it sounds a lot. I know for some people it might sound very hard to do. I have a lot of programs here, guides, episodes, trainings on how to hit your protein. So you shouldn't worry about that. That should be definitely doable with some nuance. It's easy to do. But what it will do, will make you build muscle, will make you feel satisfied every day, will make you recover from your workouts. If you feel tired right now, if you feel like you're not recovering, then it's most likely because you're not getting enough protein into your system. Okay, so I have 200 grams every day. I'm probably going to have this for the rest of my life. This is a simple thing to do. 200, that's my vision. That's my goal. That's how I eat every single day. And this has served me over the past years. And it's also one of the reasons why my skin is so clear, why my skin is so elastic, because I have a lot of protein as well. So protein obviously has a lot of functions. I don't need to explain them. But this is really crucial. Very, very important. Okay. That was health principle number 8. Health principle number 9. Let me know in the chat right now if you're ready for number 9 and 10. Just to see if you're still here. If you listen on a podcast, appreciate you listening. I don't do any ads on here. So if you want to leave a review, that would be amazing. I really appreciate that because it helps me grow the podcast, helps me get more amazing episodes your way. And it takes you just 5 seconds. If you want to write something, just clicking the 5 stars. It's also great. But I don't do any ads on here. This is your way of showing your support. So thank you so much. Nathan was here at 9. Love it. So basically, health law number 9 is fasting, intermittent fasting till 12 p.m. every day, midday. Okay. So I wake up and I don't have any food. I wake up, I have no food. Right now, I have only water. I'm not even having caffeine. If anyone is following around, I've been doing the caffeine detox for 18 days right now. And just finishing day 18. There's going to be a separate episode, separate podcast and training just on that. So stay tuned for it. But I just wake up, I have some water, lemon water, and I just get to work. And it really helps me be focused, be energized, and not have to deal with digestion. It also helps me keep my calories in check for the day. So I'm a foodie. Let me know if you can relate, but I'm a foodie. I can eat a lot. So limiting myself in one meal a day for breakfast keeps me, makes life so much easier, and keeps me in my calories. Donna, good to see you. Walk 2 miles a day, 3 times a week, and 7.5 miles on Sundays. Let's go. Amazing. Well done. So law number 9, I do fast every day till 12 p.m. And not only is this good for my focus, my productivity, and keeping my calories in check, but it again helps me rejuvenate my cells. My body has time to repair itself from the inside. And I just feel leaner. Like, I don't know what it is. Of course, sometimes science is the answer. I'm very science-based. But sometimes also your personal feeling is the answer. So if you feel leaner, if you feel like you have less fat when you fast, then you can listen to that. And that's the case for me when I do intermittent fasting till 12 p.m. every day. And I stop eating around 10 p.m. every day. So 14 hours no food. Your body can get rid of all the toxins, can repair itself, and you will thrive. And that's health law number 10 already, right here. It's stopping to eat at 10 p.m., okay? 9 p.m., 10 p.m. So stop eating before you go to bed. My goal is to go to 8 p.m. That's my goal. I want to be transparent. All of these rules I'm doing, this is the one I'm still working on, still looking to improve. But basically not eating 2 to 3 hours before going to bed is also a great idea, because again, it's going to help you fall asleep better. Your body is not struggling with digestion. Your body is also not putting on any extra fat because you ate so late, right? You just stop eating a bit earlier, and that way you will feel much better and wake up more energized, recovered. So those are the 10 health laws. Okay. Just to repeat, blueberries every day. For me, it's 1 pound a day. Broccoli every day. For me, it's 1/2 pound of broccoli every day. Sauna 3 times a week. Very good for your skin. Detox your body. Herbs every day, number 4, right? So mint, cilantro, basil. Very good for your brain power, brain function. Law number 5 is doing cardio at least once a week at a heart rate of 125 to 140 BPM. Law number 6 is strength training 3 times a week. Get strong, build muscle, burn more fat, look better, right? Law number 7 is 10K steps a day, because it keeps the doctor away, reduces the risk of all-cause mortality by a lot. Law number 8 is 200 grams of protein a day. Again, just to save the gains, stay satisfied. Rule number 9, law number 9 is fasting every day, 12 p.m. And then law number 10 is not eating beyond 9 p.m. And those are my 10 health laws. I do this every day or every week, and I know they're going to serve me in the long term. They're going to make me live longer, live healthier, look young in the process, right? Defy aging, and really thrive. So take this as inspiration. You can apply this for yourself. You can just copy paste if you want. It would definitely work for you, right? Or you can create your own 10 health laws. So I recommend you create your own and you stick to them every day and every week. And this makes life so much easier. So thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this. Let me know if you did. And if you listen to the podcast, then you can subscribe so you don't miss an episode. It takes you a few seconds. If you scroll down now, click on more episodes on the top of the podcast. You can click subscribe. And if you're on Facebook live training right now, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. This is our private community. And thank you so much for tuning in every week on Wednesday, going live. And there's more trainings coming your way. Stay tuned for that. This is how you maximize your health. This is what I'm doing. You can apply this for yourself as well. And thank you for tuning in. Just keep getting those gains and save the planet. All right. We'll talk soon. Peace out. Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.